Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This blessed hadith is about the virtue and merit of altruistic and self-sacrificing people. As you know, self-sacrifice or altruism, which we call in Arabic isar, is a very important virtue. In fact, according to some hadiths, self-sacrifice is the highest virtue and the peak of all virtues. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, Al-Isar a'la al-makarim. And in many places in the Holy Quran, altruism and self-sacrifice has been praised. And this is kind of tied up with, the month we are in, which is the month of Muharram. And as you know, in this month, Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed himself, and as did some of his companions and some of his family members, on the path of equity and justice and in the promotion of fairness in society. And for this, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave and sad occasion. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. They are as well for those who settled in the land and abided in faith before them, who love those who migrate towards them and do not find in their breasts any need for that which is given to them, but prefer the immigrants to themselves, though poverty be their own lot, and those who are saved from their own greed. It is they who are the felicitous. In this connection, this was the verse of the Holy Quran. In this connection, we have a very nice hadith, which has been narrated in the following manner. A man came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and complained to him of hunger. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sent a messenger to the homes of his wives, but they said that they had nothing but water. Then the Prophet asked, "Who can host this man tonight? Who can take this man as a guest in his home and feed him?" Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam said, "I will host him, O Messenger of Allah." He came to his wife, the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, and asked her, "What do we have in our home, O daughter of the Prophet?" She replied, "We only have food for tonight," meaning we don't have enough food for tomorrow. All we have is enough food to feed us tonight. "But we would rather give it to our guest. Even though we don't have enough food, you know, to last us more than one day, we will give it to our guest, the guest you have invited." He, meaning Imam Ali alayhi salam, said, "O daughter of the Prophet, take the children to bed and put off the lamp." You know, extinguish the lamp. The next morning, perhaps this was an allusion to the fact that if you put the children to sleep, they won't feel hungry, until the next morning. They won't complain about it. The next morning, Ali alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and told him the story. No sooner had he left than Allah, the Exalted, revealed the verse, "But prefer others to themselves." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of altruistic people in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma. صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد